Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Crocker Sporting Goods, how may I help you?
Hello, I have to change the delivery address of a package I ordered from your website. It's being sent to my new home in Chicago, but my move-in date got delayed, so I won't be there. Can my package be sent to my current address instead?
Unfortunately, once the package has been shipped, it cannot be rerouted.
Well, no one will be there to receive it. I don't want anything to happen to it. Is there anything you can do?
Let me call the shipping agent in Chicago and have them hold the package for you. That way your package will remain safe until you arrive.
Number 32. Who most likely is the man? Number 33. What is the woman trying to do? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Pablo, I heard about your promotion. That's great news. When do you start your new position?
Thanks very much. I start on Monday. Things are a little busy at the moment, though, because my new office is on a different floor, and I have to move all my personal belongings there.
I just took inventory of the office supplies, so if you need anything to help you pack, let me know.
That would actually be very helpful. I can't believe how many things I've accumulated over the years. Do you think I can get some cardboard boxes and tape?
Number 35. What will the man do on Monday? Number 36. Why does the man say he is busy? Number 37. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sunisa. I just finished the final cut of the TV commercial we produced for the Denton Company. Do you have time to take a look at it? I'd love to know what you think.
To be honest, TV ads aren't really my specialty. Now, I know he's only been at our company for a few months, but Rashid has worked in television for years, and I think he's in his office right now.
Oh? Well, I'll check with him. We're presenting this to the Denton Company on Thursday, and I really want to make sure they're not disappointed.
Number 38. What has the man just finished doing? Number 39. What does the woman imply when she says,
Rashid has worked in television for years?
Number 40. What does the man say he is concerned about? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Richard. I just saw the catering order for Satoshi Kato's retirement party next week.
Yeah, the restaurant said they'd deliver the food around 11:45. That should give us plenty of time to set up for lunch.
That's great, but, have you ever met Mr. Kato?
Oh, right. Of course. How could I forget that Mr. Kato doesn't eat meat? I'll call the restaurant later today to change the order, but I really have to finish this seating up first.
I can call the restaurant for you so you can finish up here.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Number 41. According to the woman, what is taking place next week? Number 42. Why does the woman say,
"Have you ever met Mr. Kato?"
Number 43. What does the woman offer to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Santiago. It's Jim, your manager, calling. I just got an email from Bergen Industries. Apparently, the presentation you gave yesterday really impressed them. And now, thanks to you, they've decided to use us to supply all their paper products.
That's great news. But I can't take all the credit. James Tanaka in our advertising department made the slides for my presentation. He's very creative.
I'm not surprised. Mr. Tanaka also did a wonderful job designing our catalog this year. Be sure to let him know that we appreciate his abilities.
I'll do that. He's out of the office today, but I'll be sure to give him that feedback when I see him tomorrow.
Number 44. Why is the man calling the woman? Number 45. What do the speakers say about James Tanaka? Number 46. What does the woman promise to do tomorrow? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Mehdi, I've been working on the design for the new library. I put the floor plans on your desk this morning. Did you have a chance to look at them?
Yes, I like what you did, but there's one problem. In your plan, the computer lab is located on the second floor, and I thought it was supposed to be on the first floor next to the elevator.
That was the original idea. But I believe the library director wanted that room moved upstairs so that we'd have space to make the lobby bigger.
We'd better check on that. I'll call the director this afternoon just to make sure.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What is the man concerned about? Number 49. What does the man say he will do this afternoon? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling to follow up on a hotel stay I booked with your travel agency. I just came back from my trip to Prague, and I must say I'm disappointed. Your website said the Chester Hotel is in the heart of Prague, but it was actually a 30-minute ride to the city center.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I will definitely take a look at the description in our advertisement of the Chester Hotel and make sure it's not misleading.
Yes, I really think that information needs to be changed. I spent over $200 in taxi fare getting into the city. Would you be able to pay me back for the extra transportation costs?
Number 50. Why was the woman disappointed with a hotel? Number 51. What does the man say he will do? Number 52. What does the woman request? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Ben, will you be attending the regional directors meeting in Paris next Monday?
Yes, I will. You too?
I am, but how do I board the train without a paper ticket? I just received the email confirmation for my trip, but I'm not sure how to retrieve the ticket.
When you get to the station, look for the self-serve kiosks. Make sure you have the reservation number with you and follow the instructions to print out the paper ticket.
Okay, I'm on the 4 o'clock train, so I'll make sure I leave the office a bit early to do that.
I'll actually be on the same train. We should share a taxi to the train station.
Number 53. Why is the woman traveling to Paris? Number 54. What does the man explain to the woman? Number 55. What does the man suggest? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Thule. What did you think about the new email policy they announced at the staff meeting?
I wasn't really surprised. I think a lot of companies ask employees not to use personal email accounts at work.
Yes, but I'm sure everyone has to send personal emails during office hours occasionally. What if I need to contact my bank?
Oh, something like that shouldn't be a problem. The company is just concerned because there have been complaints about some employees spending too much time on non-work activities.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. Why does the man say,
"What if I need to contact my bank?"
Number 58. According to the woman, what complaint has been made about some employees? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hey Sue, Hector and I are going to lunch at Antonio's restaurant. Would you like to join us?
A few others from the office are coming as well. It'll be a good chance for you to socialize with your new colleagues.
Thanks for inviting me, but isn't that a bit far away to go for lunch? It would take us 20 minutes just to get there, so we wouldn't have enough time to eat.
Oh, you're thinking of the original Antonio's by the town hall. They just opened a second place much closer to here.
Right, and we plan to go a little early to beat the lunch rush.
In that case, sure. Let me just tell my manager that I'll be going to lunch early.
Number 59. What is the woman invited to do? Number 60. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 61. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to purchase some tables and chairs for a new restaurant I'll be opening. I saw the prices on your website, but I was wondering if you have any discounts for large orders.
We do offer discounts, as long as you're ordering at least 20 sets of tables and chairs. Do you already know how many you'll need?
I don't have the exact number yet, but I'm sure it'll be more than 20. I was also wondering how quickly you'd be able to deliver the furniture. The restaurant is set to open next month, so I'd like everything delivered within the next 2 weeks.
Number 62. What does the woman want to buy? Number 63. Why will the woman receive a discount? Number 64. What does the woman say will happen next month? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Welcome to Woodford Electronics. How may I help you?
Well, I purchased this digital camera yesterday from your store, but when I try to preview the photos I've taken, an error code displays on the screen.
Really? Let me take a look. I have a chart here of all the codes. Perhaps it'll tell us what's going on. Ah, I see. According to the chart, the camera doesn't have enough battery power to preview the photos.
Oh, do I need to buy a new battery?
Well, let me give you a new one for free, since you just bought the camera from us yesterday.
Number 65. Who most likely is the woman? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which error code is the camera displaying? Number 67. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Jinhee, the company's closing the parking area in front of our research lab for construction next month. Can you send an email to tell the rest of the team?
Yeah, sure. Did they decide where everyone should park in the meantime?
We're supposed to use the west parking area till the construction's finished.
That's quite a long walk from our lab. When the weather's bad, the roads around here can get really icy.
Don't worry. The company's providing shuttles from the parking area to our lab. Could you add that to the email as well?
Number 68. Look at the graphic. Which parking area will be closed? Number 69. What is the woman concerned about? Number 70. What does the man say the company will do?